You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back from the Super Bowl, back at the Pat Bowen Fieldhouse for another Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me, and let's get started with a Hall of Fame question from Kelly Barrett. Will the Broncos' luck with Hall of Fame selections ever change? Yes, it will, and I think it's going to change very soon. Look, I think you start with Pat Bowlen. I think there's a very good chance that he's going to be a nominee from the Contributors Committee for 2019. We've gotten that indication from members of that committee, from people in the Hall of Fame selection room. You know, Clark Judge, who's on that committee, told us in Orange and Blue 760 in December, he expects Pat Bowlen to be a nominee for the 2019 class, and if he is, expect him to get in. In the 2019 class, you also have Champ Bailey. I expect he's going to get in as a first ballot guy. John Lynch will continue to be a finalist. Maybe you get better luck with Steve Atwater pushing him forward. Carl Mecklenburg, maybe you can get him to be a finalist next year. Peyton Manning, he'll be up in 2021. It's about to get better for the Broncos. Okay, yeah. It's tough not seeing John Lynch get in this year. Brian Dawkins is in, played for the Broncos for 3 years, but you saw what Terrell Davis getting in last year. That was a step forward, and it's going to get much better in the next few years. I think by 2021, 2022, we will no longer be having this conversation about the lack of Broncos in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Next question about John Lynch. This one from Bill Sampson. How did John Lynch's chances for the Hall of Fame look after he didn't make it this year? Well, it's an interesting case because, of course, Brian Dawkins got in ahead of John Lynch. And while it's good to see safeties getting in, you had Brian Dawkins this year, Kenny Easley last year, first back-to-back pure safety since the late 1970s. At the same time, you start looking at future classes. Ed Reed, he's going to get in. Troy Polamalu, he's going to get in. So that may turn Lynch into kind of a perpetual finalist. We'll see. Next year's class looks very deep in terms of first-time guys. It may be tough for John Lynch to break through. And, of course, Lynch was not in the final cut to 10 players this year as he was last year. So while I expect Lynch to continue being a finalist as far as getting him over the goal line and into the Hall of Fame, it may take a while. You hope it doesn't turn into another Jerry Kramer type of situation, but John Lynch may become that guy who is a finalist year after year after year, but just has to wait for the right moment, the right opening to get into the Hall of Fame. I still think he's going to be a Hall of Famer at some point, but it may be something you just have to be patient with. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter, @MaceDenver. Use the hashtag #AskMace. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.